It's Thursday, September 7th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Gatestone Institute put out a detailed report of the massive persecution Christians and other religious minorities are experiencing through Turkey's government officials, the public, and even social media. Some of those persecuted include refugees who fled persecution in other Middle Eastern countries. The Worldview spoke to Claire Evans, Middle East Director for International Christian Concern, about why Turkey has not taken kindly to all the refugees.
There is this feeling of when you have a huge influx of refugees come in that they're displacing the local population. And so there's some social tensions that often result between local communities and the new refugee population that are always very difficult to work through.
Evans told us that the Christians in Turkey who are persecuted are discouraged.
There's always a sense of frustration whenever there's persecution, especially if this is a persecution that's sponsored by your homeland. And that's a very, very discouraging feeling when your government is no longer treating you with the human rights that we as Americans are accustomed to because it's so commonplace here. But it's certainly something that we should definitely be praying for them, that they may have strength during this persecution.
2 Corinthians 4:8 through 10 says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Category 5 Hurricane Irma made landfall in the Caribbean yesterday, roaring over the islands of St. Martin and Barbuda with wind speeds of 185 miles per hour. At least 2 people have died on the islands of St. Barts and St. Martin, according to CNN. Meanwhile, some of the worst monsoon flooding in years has been taking a drastic death toll in parts of India, Nepal, and Bangladesh. 21 people alone died last week in Mumbai. An estimated 1,200 people have died in those parts of Asia, and tens of millions of people have been affected. Please pray for all affected by these storms. On Tuesday, President Trump ordered the termination of the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, that protected illegal immigrants who were children from deportation. Trump has also called for Congress to pass new legislation before he phases out the DACA program in 6 months. The president tweeted on Tuesday, quote, "Congress now has 6 months to legalize DACA, something the Obama administration was unable to do. If they can't, I will revisit this issue," unquote. In a tragic and rare complication, 34-year-old Shirvan Magoa from Hawaii died last week after giving birth to triplets, reports Life News. The 3 baby boys are doing well, but Martin Magoa now faces raising them along with his firstborn son without a mother. Friends of the family set up a GoFundMe page to help them through this trial, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In a tribute to his wife posted on Facebook, Martin described the boys as, quote, "treasures truly gifted from God," unquote. Kentucky could become the only state without an abortion mill, reports NPR. Governor Matt Bevin's administration took the EMW Women's Surgical Abortion Center in Louisville to court in a federal trial yesterday for failure to meet state health regulations. Remember Pierce Morgan's disastrous run on CNN when he took Larry King's old time slot? Well, now the liberal interviewer has become the newest co-host of Good Morning Britain, where he and Susanna Reid interrogated an up-and-coming conservative British leader on faux homosexual marriage and abortion. I'll feature the compelling audio clips immediately following today's newscast. While so many are apostatizing from the church, a recent study from Lifeway Research found small churches that emphasize sharing the gospel are more likely to retain converts. The study also found regular discipleship classes, outreach in the community, and mission support also helped retain converts. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, Go therefore and disciple all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I had commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, September 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for my special report. I'm Adam McManus. In a survey released Tuesday, conservativehome.com asked members of Britain's Conservative Party who should be the next party leader after Theresa May. Jacob Rees-Mogg, the Tory Member of Parliament from Northeast Somerset, topped the poll at 23%. Listen to Rees-Mogg's affirmation of marriage between a man and a woman on Good Morning Britain yesterday, as co-host Susanna Reid pressed him.
Marriage is a sacrament, and the decision of what is a sacrament lies with the Church, not with Parliament.
Okay, does that mean that you oppose same-sex
marriage? I support the teaching of the Catholic Church.
Can I just establish, do you oppose same-sex
marriage? I support the teaching
marriage.
Of the Catholic Church. Marriage is a sacrament, and a sacrament is under the authority of the Church, not of the state. This is exactly the argument that Thomas More made in opposition to the marriage of Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn.
Good Morning Britain co-host Piers Morgan grilled Rees-Mogg about abortion.
What's your view of abortion?
I'm completely opposed to abortion. With abortion, it is something that is done to the unborn child.
Are you completely opposed to abortion in all circumstances?
Yes, I am.
Rape and incest?
Sexual violence?
I'm afraid so.
Really?
Life is sacrosanct and begins at the point of conception.
And Jacob Rees-Mogg also took a stand for the right of Christians to run for office or even become the next leader of the Conservative Party, compared to the intolerance of the Liberal Democrats.
Oddly, the Conservative Party is much more tolerant of religious faith than the Lib Dems are. The Lib Dems pretend that they're liberal, but they could not cope with having a Christian as their leader. I think the Conservatives are much more tolerant of religious faith, and so they should be. It's all very well to say we live in a multicultural country until you're a Christian, until you hold the traditional views of the Catholic Church. And that seems to me fundamentally wrong. People are entitled to hold these views.
Bravo! I admire Jacob Rees-Mogg for his willingness to defend the sanctity of marriage and the sanctity of life in the face of an increasingly secular culture, especially in Britain. Acts 5:29 says, "We ought to obey God rather than men." This has been a special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.